We are in Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Beishamai Emrim Shnei Zchorin. We have here a machlokes Beishamai and Beisilo, how many children one has to have in order to be Mekayim Pirya Beribya. Beishamai Emrim Shnei Zchorin. Mai Tamayu de Beishamai, Yalpina Mi Moshe, we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Perceive the name Moshe Gershom Eliezer, and he had two children, and he was Perish Meishtai. So Pshat is because he was Mekayim already the mitzvah of Pirya Beribya. So there was no need anymore to be Isaac in Pirya Beribya since he was Mekayim the Ikechiyot. That's how Beis Shammai learned. Rashi says, Beishami Oymim Shnei Zchorim, Avaloi Zocha Unikeve. But with a Zocha Unikeve, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. We learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein Loch Boy Eloch Hidushoi. And somehow he held that perhaps Zchorim are more Choshev than the Keves. And if we see Maise Rab, from Moshe Rabbeinu, that one is Mekayim, mitzvahs Pirya Beribya with two schorim, so that's it. You can't learn, you can't say that you're Mekayim with a zoch in the cave, and you have to bring a makir to that. Ubeisilul oim yalfinin mi biryosei shaloilam odom vechave. It seems Beisilul hold that the chiyah Pirya Beribya is to duplicate Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbein Islam started off the world with a Zocha Nekeve, and the Chiyah Pivaribya is to be Mamshech Taras Chole. Ubeishamai Leilfu Mi Beryosei Shaloylam Ein Donim Efshar Mi Shei Efshar. Beryosei Shaloylam, there was necessary to have an Ekeve. What does Rashi say? The Eloi Ivri Chave Lehav Nekev Achiti. So therefore, when the Rebbein Yisrael created the world, so he had to create a Nekev also. Avol Hoche Mishe Yesh Loi Shnei Zchorim. The person has Shnei Zchorim Nekeves Harbe Ba'olam. But that's not mutal on him to create the nekeves. Mishi yesh lo shnei zchorim nekeves harbe ba'olam. I don't know clearly. There's at the end of the Amid, we're going to have a machloikis. Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, hoyeloi bonim umesu. If a person had children and they died, is he mekayim pirya beribya? Rav Huna says Kayim Pirya Beribya, and the Gemara says Pshat Rav Huna is that Chazal tell us Ein Ben David Bo Ad Sheyichlu Kol Neshamah Shebeguf, and a person has to bring neshamas on this world. So he brought neshamas. So he was Mekayim Pirya Beribya. They died. They died. It has nothing to do with they're continuing living on the world. The mitzvah Pirya Beribya is to bring the Shamas Boilam. Rabbi Yochanan says he wasn't Mekayim Pirya Beribya when the children die. L'shevis Yitzor Abina. He has to be Miyashiv Doilam. So now that they're dead, so it is no Yishiv Ha'ilam. So he has to bring new Yishiv Ha'ilam. So I'm wondering, Rashi is saying, according, Rashi is explaining Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said that, B'shas Briyas Ha'ilam, it was necessary to have an Akeva, because that's the only way we could start the world. But now, Misha Yeshloi Shnei Zachorim, if Yesh Shnei Zachorim, Nekeva is Harbi Ba'ilam. So, L'chayre, why do you have to be Doyik? Why do we have to know this yediyah? Bishloima, according to Rabbi Yochanan says the mitzvah Pirya Beribya is dependent in Shevas. So Mamela, so then I hear Rashi's Kasha very well. So Rashi is Nekasha, so he Tuschor, but what did he accomplish with Tuschorim? Sheves, Sheves, you won't be able to mekayim with these two schorim. In the tachlus of Piri Beribi is to him Sheves. So then I understand Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says, no, that's no problem. There are mekayves boilam, but the chi of mitzvahs Piri Beribi is to bring two schorim boilam. That's the mitzvah. According to Rav Huna, I don't hear the kashin ganzen. The whole mitzvah is, the mitzvah of Piri Beribi is Bechlau not Mekush on the Mitzvah of Shevis, so Yod Nekevis, Nish Nekevis, just like by Meisur, who knows, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah, so if he had two Schorim, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Maybe Rashi is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ubeisilu nami lilfu mi Moshe. So the Gemara asks, why don't Beisilu learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu? We see Moshe Rab, after two children, He was bottled for mitzvahs peyveribi. It seems because that's all you need. Two schorim is sufficient. Omri loch Moshe midai tehudi ovet. Napshad is that Moshe Rabbeinu was mekayim peyveribi, and therefore that's why he stopped being oisik and peyveribi. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mekayim peyveribi. With two schorim, you're not mekayim peyveribi. No, midaita, he was mevatel mitzvahs peyveribi. He held in his matzav, he was an onus. So therefore, he stopped being oisik in peyveribi. But napshat is that there was a kiyam of peyveribi. Midaita, Rashi says, mishum shchine, va'oso l'shar kol odom lasis kem. That means no one is permitted to do what Moshe Rabbeinu did, because everyone has a mitzvah of peyveribi. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was an onus. He could be mekay mitzvahs peyveribi because of his matzit. Biskima datay ledas amoke. The sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, shloisha dvorim osa Moshe midatay, biskima datay ledas amoke. What are the three things? Pirish min ha'ishe, v'shibar haluchais, v'hoisif yemecha. Pirish min ha'ishe, my dorash. How did he come to this conclusion that he should be pirish? Omar, he said, Oma Yisroel, shloi dibro imoim shchine elo lefisho. The shchine only spoke for them lefisho, it's only a mugbul dikiz man. V'kovolem's man, and they also knew when the dibur was going to be. It was only a short period of time, and they were aware when this period of time will come about. Afal piken omra toira tikshu al isha, ani shemiyuchid ledibur b'chol shoh v'shoh. By me, it's not a shoh. Ani miyuchid ledibur b'chol shoh v'shoh. I'm keseide miyuchid ledibur. Number one. And number two, v'loi kovel is man. And I don't know this man when this will going to be. Alachas kama v'kame, that is aloche by me, al tikshu alisha. Biski modate ledas amokim, it was mechavim the das of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Shenama alech emoylem shubu lochem lo lechem, ba'ato poi amoydi modi. Rebbeinu Shlomo told Klal Yisrael that they should go back to their noshim. The mitzvah of Prisha ended already. Abavata poya moidi modi, by you should remain a Porush. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo was maskim tizan hoger. Let us see Rashi. Hoisev yoimechot HaKadosh Baruch Hu omar loy v'kidashtem hayoim umocho. Fu omar heyu nechoinim l'shloishes yomim. He was maisif another day. I don't know when the Rebbeinu Shlomo will speak with me. I can never know when this man will be. So therefore I have to be perish lagamri. Lo leichem linsheichem. Midata Yehuda Ovid. So Tosva says, Amir de Kekashe. But Midata de Ovid, Afogav de Kalvachayme Koma. It's a kalvachayme, made a kalvachayme. Madoch, by Klal Yisrael, there was only a dibur lefisho, a kavalim zman. So there was a dinatik shualisho, anishem a yuchad ledibur, halachas kama v'kama. So that's not midate. He made, ויוד גמומידס התורה נדרשת בהם. So it's not midata, he darshan the kal v'chomer. It's very interesting, the Beis Meir and Eben Ezer brings down in the Hakdome, he had a son, Ebuch, that was Nifter, when he was a day before 15 years old. And he writes on the godless of his son, he started learning with him when he was 10. By 10 he was a Talmud of his, and by 15 everybody was a Talmud Chover. And he writes about his son, that when they were learning this Tosfos, his son asked a kasha, and he writes down the kasha. He said, the son asked, in Teres Koinim it says, Rabbi Shmuel B'Shloishas Ramidis HaTer Nidreshes Bem. In one of the Yud Gimel Midis is a Kal V'Chaimah. So the Teres Koinim says, how do we know the Midah of Kal V'Chaimah? We learn out from Miriam. That's from there we learn out the Midah of Kal V'Chaimah. So his son asked him, so what's Tosfos Kasha? Moshe Rabbeinu was Perish before the Mice of Miriam. So there was, as yet we did not have a Midah of a Kal V'Chaimah. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu Midatay Perish. What's Tosfos Kasha? He brings down, this is one of the Kashas, his son, he was Nishtayman from the Kasha. Al Koponim. So Tosfos asks, now, even though we find Rashi being found in Chumash, there's a Kal V'Chaimah before by Paroi, but it seems the Teres Koinim does not learn out the Midah of Kal V'Chaimah from there. The Teres Koinim learns out from Miriam. Ava gav the Kal V'Chaimah come out. So Tosfos says, Ein ze Kal V'Chaimah gomo. The otum neshe tzivo pam echod levato. So Tosfos says, I could say Dayoi. That means, that is true that there was a bitul's money of Pirya Varivya because of the dibur of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But you can't learn out a bitul Olami from a bitul's money. This is another thing. So you can't learn Dayoi. You can't learn out more than was over there. Inami davke ozom olavato mishum aseres hadibris. Lodavoni, I don't understand Tosfos clearly. L'chayre, the Ivrin Tosfos means to say that there was a bitl of piri v'rivya l'tzorech aseres hadibris. So, posh Tosfos means, als t'chshivis of aseres hadibris, so then there was a din artik shuala isha. The nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu did not have this chshivis. It was shchinim abedaberes mitoich kroina, and the whole Torah was nimshet to Moshe Rabbeinu. But it seems this darga v'aseres hadibros, it wasn't. That's l'chayre the ivrin Tosfos. Exactly what the maila v'aseres hadibros are over kol haTorah kula. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was. Kol haTorah kula was nemro loy, but seems as if some yuchadike maila of aseres hadibros. Dachsme, there's a tshuvas harambam. The Rambam dachsme has a taina. People stand up by aseres hadibros. The Rambam dachsme says there's no difference between aseres hadibros nachis loit and timna, but it's all the same. But a kaponim from our Tosfos, it seems that there is a psa a miyuchadike maila in aseres hadibros. And the Mela, so you can't learn out. Aseres Hadibros, Tosfos doesn't say Maimed Har Sinai. It would be Maimed Har Sinai. Maybe it was Man of Kabbalah Satoira. Tosfos says Aseres Hadibros. But Tosfos would seem there is a Psamaila of Aseres Hadibros over Kol haTorah Kula. V'kova lehem zman. Was kova lehem zman. That's another man. There was kova lehem zman. V'im taima. So Tosfos says, Adarabe. Mishum de kovulem zman ledaber imoem. Fakert, he anisenes. Since they knew klo, when the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to speak with them, is bevada yesh litroi. So then you have to be Perish. I know the Rabbeinu Shalom is to speak with me tomorrow, so you have to be Perish today. I mean, that's Yosha. You're aware of it, so you have to be making yourself.
Yoiser me Allah Sofik. Pakel by Moshe Rabbeinu, since he doesn't, maybe the Rabbeinu Shalom will speak to me. So you don't know. So me Sofik, you don't have to be Pirish. So what's, so the Kat Yanni Senes. Yeshloima the Hochi Pirushi Bekovolem Zman. Not Pshat is, and this is not, the Taishas is not like Rashi. Rashi, Taka said the first Pshat. We have to know a Teretz on Taishas Kashi. But Taishas wants to say a new Pshat. Bekovol lehem, yesh loim ad hochi perushi, bekovol lehem zman shloi shayom. The Rabbeinu Shloilom was keveya as man prishe of 3 days. Loi hoyu tzrichim lifreish, elo yeim echot. Now there was only necessary to be perish 1 day. Mishum keri. That was the whole prishe was only necessary 1 day. Now, why was there a chiya prisha of 3 days? Elo de mishum sofik pleite huskeku lifreish shloishe yom. So the reason there was a chiya prisha 3 days, because of a sofik pleite from the noshim, that the noshim might be mafled shichvazer. So there was a chiya prisha because of a sofik of a tume of pleita shichvazer. In Taisvis, the Masechta Shabbos says, which is very necessary to understand our Taisvis, that the tume of pleita shichvazer is killed than the tumas keri. It's also tume, but it's not the same tume. Tumas keri is a more chomodic tume. So if we see there was a suffix, maybe there might be a tume kalim. Afal Pikain, the Rabbeinu Shleilim was mazer, you have to make sure that the Aseres Hadibur should be betare, and we should rule out all sveikis on the Tumekale. Skal v'choymer ani shaloi kovali zman. Rabbeinu Shleilim did not give me a zman when to be perish. V'yesh sofek sheyishachet hadibur b'shas tashmish, b'yoyim tashmish, and that's a tumah chamura. So fakertz of the zachiyev prishe from a sofek tumah kale, the zichachiyev prishe from a sofek tumah chamura. That is what Taisva says. Tersiv emor lahem. So we see from over there that Iskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'das Moshe. V'im Taima, so Taisva says, Imi Nolon Shepirish Midaitis. How does the Gemara know B'chlal that was Pirish Midaitis? V'aloi Misho Shenesar B'matn Teirem Yisro Shuv Leihut Aloi. Maybe the whole thing was, there was an Isser on Klal Yisroel, Al Tikshu Alisha. Klal Yisroel became... The Rebbeinu Shlom was mata klal Yisrael with the tzivoy of shuvu lachem lo aleichem, and Moshe Rabbeinu never got a heter. So where do you see bechlal that was pirish midaita? Kedersi va'ata poya moidi modi. The shloima the lav the pirish midaita. If he wasn't pirish midaita, loma koso all of Aaron and Miriam. So why did Aaron and Miriam why they encast on him? As soon as he heard this tzivui al tikshu alisha, nosa kal v'chayma ba'atzmai, so he said, if this is the anhoge for klal Yisrael, for adibo l'sho, so memele by me, the zichas ha-tshachiyik, v'gilu lo dato, so he told, he went right away when he heard this tzivui to klal Yisrael, so he told us to tzipoyre, v'osa lo oyil b'fnei atzmai, so right away, she had a different oil, I know some loget. So Mamela, then before the Atapoya Maidimodi, he had given her a get already, and that was the time. Why did you do such a thing? Vim Taima. So Taisus asks, if this happened then, what I'm saying, the lama himtino kolkach shleikosu all of elabachatzeres shuzman godol achemat n'teire. Right away, that maisa that he had done, that he gave her a get, they should have bowed her tainis. Why did they wait so long? They were unaware of it. Then they found out about Adhoga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedesanya b'sifri, shebisho shoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, likach ayin zekeine miYisrael. Omra Miriam ashrei nishesayim shel eilu shenizbakshu l'gdula. So Miriam was mishabeach these noshim that now their husbands were eilu l'gdula. Omra tzipoire ashrei, eilu hem nishesayim shel eilu, shemiyayim shadibra shchini imachicha pirish mimeni. This is an ashrei, this is an ochen vei. So Taisvis asks, "Voloma kosu olov me'ache shehiskim loy amokim." But the Rabbeinu Shlomo was maskim. So how can you have a taina Moshe Rabbein? V'shloim mishum damrinin b'derech shodam roitz aleilech melichen aisoi v'siyu bebol etayah. I saw a moiridik beer in this Taisvis. From a Goyin Atzadik Rav Nosson Vachtfeigel Shlita, he says, Rabbi Nishalolam had tainis on Aaron and Miriam, b'chol beisinem on who. So how was this a teretz to, or a taina on Aaron and Miriam? So he says as follows. He says, Taisus is telling us Amoyra de Kizach. There's an hug of the Rabbi Nishloilam. B'der shadam reitz aleilech melichin ha'isay. Bilam wanted to go. Leichim o'em. There's such an hug. The Rabbi Nishloilam is, the Rabbi Nishloilam is manning a person. B'der shadam aleilech. No, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be a Purush, a Kodesh. No, it's very nice. Ptoshim Tiyo, Purushim Tiyo. So, if he wanted to do that, so they understood. The Rabbeinu Shlomo said, no, if you want to do it, you want to be a Purush. Go. That's not Sharaskome, that's Anhoge. That's Anhoge of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, Medav Shadam Reitzalele. He did it with Bilam, we'll do it with Moshe Rabbeinu also. That's such an Anhoge of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo told him, I had a medical time on them. There's such an Indian by Moshe Rabbeinu that he is a rotzen atzmi. He has his own retzainis. There's no such thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. B'chol beisi neman who he only has one rotzen to do rotzen Hashem. That's what his rotzen is. There's no such a thing as rotzen atzmi by Moshe Rabbeinu. So al kolchoch, if he was Poirish, he was Poirish because he understood I want him to be Poirish, not that he had his own rotzen and ich hab am noch getan. That was the time of Moshe. That was the time of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Aaron and Miriam. Shiber es aluches. A second thing Moshe Rabbeinu did midatoi, he was mishabed aluches. Mai dorash. Omar uma pesach shu echod mishesh meyes ushloish eschei mitzvis. Omro teire. Kol beneicha lo yoichul boi. That a beneicha a mumar is lo yoichul boi. A teire kula. This is kola teire kula. Yisrael mumrim alachas kama v'kama. A mumma can have a shaykhis with Torah. Biskimo daitoy ledas amoke. Would seem that this is the luchis are the kala terekula is merumis in the luchis a terekula. We're speaking about the shviras haluchis, but that's called a terekula. And their mumre malachas kama vekama. Viskimo datei ledas amokim, dechsiv asher shibarto, omar ishlokish omle kodish borchu lemoyshe yiyashe koichacho she shibarto. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, asher loshen yiyashe. Hateire kulo vi Yisrael mumrim, so paces weiter edakashe. So, Lachayim Moshe Rabbeinu made a kavochim from Pesach. So Mimela, so that's not Midaita. That's a Midish that Tirni Drosh is Be. So Taisu says, Ein ze kalvachay magomu, Nishani Pesach Mishum de Kotshin. This is a din in a kolben, it's a din in kotshim, a ben necher is not permitted, just like we see. There's a tome is also be kotshim. There's certain anhugis by kotshim, so a mum is also be kotshim. Avol kol a teire kula adarabe. Yesh loy le lamdo malach ziram be tshuva, fakir tats te koyach av teire. The Medrash it says, Halavai oisi yozovi v'teirosi shamoru, sha'amoyr shabo yachzirenu lemutov. Is dachsman obis tarabnosen, harbei poishim niskarvu l'teire v'yotsu mehem chasidim v'tzadikim. Amoyr de keloshin an obis tarabnosen. So fakert, it's no dimyin to Pesach is adinin kotshim, but fakert teire adarabe. That is the haschol of tshuva. We see by the brocha of tshuva. It's very interesting. In Shemayne Esrei, all the brochas speak about the inyan, what the content of the brocha is. Slichas avoynes, slachlonu, mechalonu. Rafaeinu speaks about refue. The bracha of tshuva starts off Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seira Secho. The bracha starts off with Limud HaTorah. So we see fakert that the haschola of tshuva is only through Torah. So memeila, that's a Torah. I would call it Adrab Yeshla L'Lamdam L'Achsirim B'Tshuva. That's how you chayza B'Tshuva. So memeila, so fakert, so you should be shayva the luchis. It's no kavu chayma. Dachs me adam meforshim ask, Moshe Rabbeinu made a kal vachomer. So why did he wait to break the luchos when he came down? He had a kal vachomer, so he waited till he came down, maybe Yaras Mechilos, and then he broke the luchos. What happened with the kal vachomer before? So Dachs me then Leo says that he thought, he understood that the chet was amir de kenesoyim, the sotan was ma'arve vesoilam, hera isam, that, moishe meis and dots. So they were nikshal in the chet. But now when he'll come down and they'll see him, so they'll realize they did a chet, so they'll do tshuva. So mamela, so that's a really mumrim. When he came down and he saw they're still with the eagle and they're still Isaac in Bechayla. So then he said, Atakim Umrim. So then he went and was Shaiva the Luchis. A third thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did midatoi, that is Yosef Yemechot. My dorash, dechsi v'kidashtem hayoim umocho. It says that they should be mekadish hayoim umocho, and he dashent hayoim kimocho. That the kiddush hayoim should be like mocho. Ma mocho leilo imoy, af hayoim leilo imoy. The Lila did not nofiklei. The Lila of, this was Wednesday, passed already. So need hayoyim kimocho. So lemaise is so that's why he said that was his drosh that we have to be meisav al kochach another day hayoyim kimocho. Shmaminot hayoyim ilavam mehaidna. So you need two other days besides today. Piskim bedati ledas hamokim leishai yeshchina at Shabbat, or the Shechina wasn't shayre by Matan Torah till Shabbos, or the Rebbein Shalmoyed till Shabbos. Let us see Rashi, at Shabbat, b'mesech Shabbos b'perek Rabbi Kiva, gamrin lo, da'ovet prishe ba'arbo b'Shabbat, u'pirshu chamishi v'shishi shleimim. The Tzleimim is with the night also. U'b'Shabbat Shai Yishchine V'hu Shlishi L'Yomim HaShleimim. This is the third day of the Yomim Shleimim. V'yayim rishen leichoshev shleiho yolei leimai. What is the Taisvitz? Af hayayim leilo yimai, hein zu drosha gemure. Hayayim mashme, hayayim mamish. That means, you can't say, if it says, hayayim umochosh, you can't say hayayim kemochon, it doesn't mean hayayim. So you're being mafkiya the pashtei dekho. So kochoch, here you don't make the hekesh to be mafkiya pashtei dekho. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tanya Rabbi Nosson Oima, Beishami Oimrim, Schnei Zchorim, Ushteine Kebis. Dat Rabbi Nosson says, Beishami said, you need two Zchorim and two Nekebis. Beisilul Oimrim, Zocho Nekebe. Oma Rav Hune, my time with the Rabbi Nosson, Alibe de Beishama. Where did Beishama get such a sheer of two schorim and two nekebis. Tersiv atoysef lolodes es ochiv es hevel. Hevel vachoysoy. So we'll see in Rashi, Rashi seems to have a different girse, kain vachoysoy. Al kaponim, that the chave had four children. She had builders of fifth with hevel, but that's an egeelonu. It seems, we're going with four children, but with Cain there was born a twin, and with Hebel was born a twin. So she had two Schorim and two Nekebis. Fine. Uchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, after Hebel was killed, Kishosli Alekim Zera Acher, Tachas Hebel, Ki Haroge Kai. That the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me Zera Acher, Tachas Hebel. I'm missing Hevel. So the Rebbeinu Shalom gave me a tashlumim for Hevel. So it would seem from this that the children she had, these were necessary for the kim of Piri Veribia, and now she lost one child. So the Rebbeinu Shalom was mashlumit that she was able to with Sheis. The Rabbonon. The Rabbonon hold, they do you the Kamaydi, snapshot is that there was a Chiev Tashlumim, and Kishosli Kim Zerach Atachas Hebel, there was a Chiev Tashlumim, and the Tashlumim was Niskaim through Sheis. No, she thanked the Rabbeinu Shaloylo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi had a different girsa, Eskaim Es Hebel, not Es Ochiv Es Hebel. Eskaim, it says Eskaim Es Hebel. As in Ribui name, Leiman the Kavis ho yuimot. Kishosli zera acher tachas hevel. Alma tashlumin boy was tachas hevel. Missing hevel, tashlumin boy. Leisagi beloishnei schorim eshtei kavis. So by stoys, if you tashlumin, that means these children that have ahead, these were the minimum amount of children that one needs. So Mamela, so we see from there that that's the Chiyav. The Chiyav is two Schorim and two Nekebis. I heard a Shtikal Ha'ore that Beishamay held that this Pshat, that this is Tashlumin, Kishos Li Elekim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel Ki Haroge Kain. That's what the Gemara says later, that Isha is Potter and Piyav Rivye. So how could you learn Pshat that she's speaking about herself. Kishos li alekim zera acher tachas hevel. She zich isn't chayiv betashlumim. She chen ishes potter from piyah beribya. Bachsich mir da orch laneh asks a very gishmake kashe. Yes, kashe. Who is the amoire that said this is the makor of Beishamay? Rafune. Omar Ravuna, my time with Rav Nosson, Alibe de Beishamis. Ravuna is the one that explained that this is the Makir of Beishamai. We had mentioned before, at the end of the Omid we have, Hoyeloi Bonim Umeisu, so Ravuna holds him a kind pi verivye. So it's a shrek. How could Ravuna say in Beishamai that Beishamai, the Makir of Beishamai is, that since you needed Tashlumim, so Beishamai, this is the minimum Shir Avun himself holds. Hoyeloi Bonim Umeisu is Makayim Pei V'Rivye. I think the Ochlaner says, Davke Mesu Bolei Nergu. Mesu. But if it was Nergu, then that's different. Ki Arogai Kain, this is, here already there was, that means if he was Nerag, this is a different parsha. That means, if, perhaps we could be Mevayer this, the Bakanto Chaim HaKadosh and the Zohar HaKadosh that said about Bchire has Koiches to kill, even though it wasn't Nigzam in HaShemayim that this person should get killed. So it could be that's Pshat. That means if the Neshama came on this world, the Neshama lived the years it was destined to live. So that's the Tafkid of Piyah V'Rivya. To the neshama shebeguf, to take out a neshama from the guf mishamai, to bring it on this world, and it should live its years on this world. That's it. More than that, we don't need. But over here, ki arogi kain, the neshama was not memalish noisov. So memele, so there was no kiyim. Could be that as pshat and dol chaner. Tanya idach. Rabbi Nosson Oymer, Beishami Oymerim, Zocher und Ekeive. Und Beisil Oymerim, Oy Zocher, Oy Nekeive. Anushite. Oma Rove, Maitaime de Rabbi Nosson, Alibe de Beisil. What is Pshaten Rabbi Nosson? Alibe de Beisil. That means Beishami, now we understand, the Kibriyoshi Shaloyalam Zachar Nekeve, but Beisilu that holds Oy Zachar Oy Nekeve, Shenema Loisoyu Vro Lesheves Yitzore, Vovid Lo Sheves, and that's called Sheves already. But Abid is the Epis Ayisha Voilam, that's sufficient. That's the gedore of Piri Verivia is kidei there should be a Sheves, the Oilam should be Nishyashiv, and a Sheves Kolbu is also sufficient. What does Rashi say? My time, Treitanoi Libe the Rabnos. My time the Rabnos Libe the Beisil, Oizoch, and the Cave, Voloi me Birios, Bibirios Oilam Yala, Voloi me Moshe. So where do we get the shir of Oy Zocher Oy Nekeve? Lei soyu vro, lei boro ilomei le soyu, elo le shebets, li yis asukim bi yeshuva yishaloy, the elam shabin is yashiv. Zog te gemore weiter, itma, hoyu lei bonim bi yosei oyved kechov. Person had children when he was a goy. Venizgaya, and now the father became a yid. It was Megayer himself. The Rambam sheet is that the children were also Megayer themselves, but it seems the Taisvah sheet is they bring down that the children weren't Megayer themselves. Only the father was Megayer himself. The goyim dachs me wants to firoy. Shuchnoch ipaskin like the Rambam. The goyim wants to firoy like Taisvus dachsach. So now, hoyo loy bonim biyoisei oivet kechovim. That a goy married a goyte. He had children. And then he was megayer himself. Now the shaila is he mekayim piriya verivya with these goyish children? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kiyim Piri Beribia. His Mekai was Mekai Piri Beribia. Reish Lakish Omar like Kiyim Piri Beribia. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kiyim Piri Beribia. The Havilah, he had children already. Reish Lakish Omar like Kiyim Piri Beribia. Gersh and his Gaia Kekotin Shanoila Domi. Let us see Taisvitz. Rabbi Yochan Omar Kayim Piyya Veribya. Aval Gav, the Leinian Kama Dvorim, Omrin and Gershon is Gaia Kekotin Shanoi Ledomi. Mikoma Kim, Mistavrele, Rabbi Yochan and Hoche, Kivin de Benoche Yusoi, Kiyim. the Zaroi Miyuches Achov Boisei Sho Mifto Nami Kshenizgaya. Some Bikuri Yehudi wants to explain Taisvis. We have a klal, Ger Shenizgaya Kekotin Shenoyle Dami. That when it's like a new lady, is coming into this world again, a new lady. It seems we cut him off from his past. A new lady, kekotin shenayla domi. And we find that this din of kotin shenayla, the gabi kulve, fizyerish es oviv, it is a kulve le'imoy. That is klal that when if he's megayir himself, these dinei kulve are severed, they're cut off. He's a new lady, so a new lady doesn't have the kulve of his goyish parents. Gabi kulves. Now here lechayre there's a shaila. Kiven de benachiyusay kayim. Here lechayre, there was a halacha that was chal on him already. That means these were his children. It's called he brought children into the world. These were his children, the meyuches achav. So that's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. And they're still alive also. There's still a yeshiva sa'ilam also. It's not like, I mean, Lamy boy like Avuna says if a person brings children into the world, that's finished. So he did that. He brought children into the world. But more than that, there's a yeshiva Rabbi Yechanan says you need yeshiva ilam. These children are still around. They didn't die. And they're meyuches achav. So kivin de benach, so that belongs to his credit. Kivin de benach yusoy kiyim de zare miyuches achav ba'isa sho. Because zare is miyuches achav ba'isa sho. Miftel namik shenizgaya. So this compatrim shenizgaya. There's a kasha that the Turi Evin, that the Turi Evin asks, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, an argemore. And the Kabbalah gets taken to Ein Treyevim. Treyevim is Sakashe. The Gemara says that if a person ate matzah when he was a shaita, and then later he became nispakach, he became a barbas. So the Gemara says he has to eat matzah over again. Why does he have to eat matzah over again? Because he's alav b'achiyuve. He's not mechuyev in matzah when he was a shayte. So a mitzvah that a person is mekayim when he's alav b'achiyuve, so it's nothing. He ate matzah, he was a yid, but he was alav b'achiyuve. So that mitzvah is doesn't go to his credit. Now he became a b'achiyuve, so he has to go and do the mitzvah over again. Zashayla neinigyontav klal zashayla, if a person ate matzah, and the doctors told them that he wasn't allowed to eat matzah, then it was a sakana for him to eat matzah. And he ate matzah, and then later, the sakana passed. So he also has the same shayla. When he is, if he was yaitza with the first achila, he took a chance, shkoya. He wasn't allowed to take a chance. There's no chiv on him to eat matzah then. So Mamela later, he's mechuyev to eat matzah. That achila was an achila b'alav b'achiyuve. So the Turi Evin asks Akasha, so how do we understand Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, v'inisht vi, good, it's miyaches achav, his children, he brought his children into this world, but the Bishas, he had done the mitzvah, Bishas, he was Baal Ishtoi, he was alav b'achiyuve. So this bia that brought about his children was done, he was alav b'achiyuve. So how could he be yoitza mitzvahs piri v'rivye with these children? The children are good and everything, but he was alav b'achiyuve. That kashya the Turi Evin asks. Tryevin answers, he wants to say, could be the mitzvah of Piyah v'Rivyah is different than all mitzvahs because here it's totally in Shabbos. I think the Tryevin means to say that there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a Maisa ha-mitzvah. One has to do a certain pu'ula. He has to eat matzah, he has to take a lulav. And if, when he did it, he was alav b'achiyuv, so it's not considered like he did the mitzvah, because then he wasn't mechuyiv in the mitzvah. So he has to repeat the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is the te'elis that comes out of it, and lemaisa, the te'elis did come out of it, there is a te'elis, the olam is nisyashiv, I think the Tryevin means, let's say, a person would return an aveda when he was alav bal chiyuve, but he returned it. So could be that the tielis was niskayim. So could be here we don't say this klal of lav bal chiyuve. Could be that is what he means. The Minchas Chinuch mitzvah aleph, he's chaylik on the whole musig. He's chaylik on Taisvis. He says the mitzvah of Piyah v'Rivyah 1 is not mekayim with the bia, the shame Piyah v'Rivyah. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to possess children. And it's a mitzvah hanimsheches, hoyeloi bonim emesu, so he doesn't have the mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah of doing something. It's a mitzvah of possessing children. So the mitzvah is b'chol rega v'rega. When calls man, there are children on this world, which are miyuchistim, so he has the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the bia, so memela, now he's a bachiyuva, and now these children are miyuchisachov. If Gershon is gay, kekotin shenoyledovim, does not sever his connection with these children, so now he has children. That's how the Minchas Chinuch wants to fend for the Tryevin's kash. So the Gemara says that this machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, if there was a kiyum of Piyah v'Rivyah b'giyusoy, is totally in another machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. The itma, hayu laibonim b'yosei oived kechav v'nizgaya, he had children and then he became a ger. Rabbi Yochanan Omar ein loy b'chol nachlo. Now he's megay. Now he has children. Now the child is by nachle. So who's the child? Reishis oinai. The first child that's reishis oinai. He's the b'chol nachlo. So Rabbi Yochanan says ein loy b'chol nachlo. The havelay reishis. He had other children already. So those children who are miyuchis achav is memela, so that's his prayer. So you can't have another prayer. I have a prayer already. Reish Lakish Omar Yesh Lei Prayer LeNachlo Gerish Nizgai Kikot Shemela Domi. That means that what happened out Zgoi, that's gone and forgotten. This is a new lady, a new coming into this world. So memela, what happened before Zgonish? So. And this cotton shanayla, this is Reishis Oinai. Lokish holds, we don't cheshbon with what happened before. So it's the same machloikis. So the Gemara says, Utsriche. We need both of these machloikis, and I would not be able to derive one from the other. The Yashmin and Behi Kamaise, if we'd only say the first machloikis, because Altsgoi, he's also a ben Piyah v'Rivyah. Avol in Yenachle, the lav b'nei Nachle Nino, ema moidele l'reish lokish, but l'gabi b'nei Nachle, that's zicher, that when he was a goy, there's no union of b'nei Nachle, we'll see Pshat and Rashi and Tosfos. That now we're starting, if before he wasn't the Ben Nachla, so now we're starting the Parsha of Nachla. So now when the Parsha of Nachla starts, now we see who's the Reish Yisayin. Before, there was no union of Nachla. V'itma b'ho, b'ho kom ha-Reish Lokish. And if we would only say by Nachla, so I would say by Nachla, Rish Lakish holds it. But by Pirya V'Rivya, since they're B'nai Pirya V'Rivya, Nino, Moidele Rabbi Yechne, Tzriche. That's what has to say both. What does Rashi? So Rashi says, "Ein loy b'chol la nachlo, ben b'chol sheyivoled loy mishiyizgair eini neitel pishnayim." Because he had already a rishis einay. Bnei noyach, bnei piri v'riv yaninu, d'chsiv ayoyim olahem pru urevu. B'nachiyusun lav bnei din nachlo ninu, the bas keben ubcher keposhi, avo yerushin nogabu kedamrinim bekdushin, hevet kechovim yoyrish oviv dvar teire. We'll come back to these two Rashi's, but let us just see Tosfos. Bnei Piri v'riv yaninu v'imtoyme, the Perek Balad Mises, mashva de bnei noyach, loy mifkedu apiri v'riv yaninu. So what's that bnei Piri v'riv yaninu? V'yashloim v'da hochalav bnei chiyuv apiri v'riv yaninu. Come on, not that, the mechuyiv apiri v'riv yaninu. Ala kloymar she bneihem nikroim al shmom kedamrinim besambach. That means al kaponim, you could be miyaches, the children to them al tzgoyim. Is the din yichus by goyim? So, Memison Rashi is very schwer. Rashi said that, B'nai Pivir Rivinir, Siva Yemelam Pru Ravu, Baruch HaShulchan, Simen Aleph, Sivkotten Hei, wants to for Rashi, he wants to say as follows, that there's a difference between that what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Bnei Noach Le Mifkidu Apiyya Berivye, means as follows. By a Yid, every Yochid is Metzuvah Apiyya Berivye. That there's a Chiyav on him, Lifches V'Lirbois. And that does not apply by a Goy. But he says on the on Ummas HaOlam B'Kloli is, there is an inyan of ribuy. Pru, rabu, milu, asa'oretz. There is such an inyan. This is the Loshna of the Aruch HaShulchan. Av de'ena mitzveh mutal al ishproti, avol klolius min hanushi chayil laharbeis b'yeshubay shaloylam. There is such an inyan that the klolius min hanushi should see that that the world should continue. Bal Yisrael nikva mitzvah zual kol echad mi Yisrael. Bal klal ha'uma ritzoyna yisbor she yisasku b'shebes ha'olam. B'zehu kavonas Rashi. That's what says Pshat Rashi. So also b'emesin, even though every guy b'prat could be is not mitzuvah and lifres v'lirbois, and the klal yismin enushi, there is such an inyan. The lav b'nei nachlaninu. So Taisva says, kloima nachlas b'cheire. They're not b'nei nachlas b'cheire. Aval oivit keichovim yeirish es oviv d'var teire, k'damri nepe kama de kedushin. But nachlas b'cheire doesn't apply by goyim. So memele, so therefore, it's so we can't say that the decision who the Reishis Einoi is decided when he has children which are B'nai Nachle by B'chayr. So then we're Magda, who is the Reishis Einoi? Which child is the din of Reishis Einoi? Or is there a Reishis Einoi? But Kozman, there are no children. I mean, it's a very interesting Ebenezer. Ibn Ezra says on the Pasuk, Reishis Oinoi, so he says, La Yesharim Yedaber. So the Mephoshim explained to Ibn Ezra that he understood Pshat Reishis Oinoi like Yaakov Avinu said, Koichi Vereishis Oinoi, that was the godless of Yaakov Avinu, the Ketush of Yaakov Avinu. But Al Kolponim, the Reishis Oinoi Hanigei Alonu, we're not speaking about that. We're speaking about which child gets a din of Reishis Oinoi, so we take into consideration the children who are Bnei B'chayre. Those children, so then we decide, is there a Reishis Oinoi? Is there not a Reishis Oinoi? But Kodzman, there was no children who are Bnei B'chayre, so we're not Magder, so the decision of Reishis Oinoi is not decided with these children. When they'll become a Bar Reishis Oinoi, a Bar Bonim Lenachlis B'chayre, then we'll decide, is there a Reishis Oinoi? That is what Reish Lakish holds. The Gemara would say, "Be a svarful Rabbi Yechonah would also be made." Now Rashi says something else. Rashi says, "Lavnei nachla, lavnei din nachla nino the bas keben." So Rabbi Yankiv Zechayin Lavach and Emes LeYakiv asks, "How does this come in over here? That by goyim bas is keben." So my nishmit leitzal sina. We're talking about. B'chayekeposhet is good. That could be what Taisvus is saying. But how does Baske Ben come in? As I fragt Rabbi Yankiv. So Rabbi Yankiv says a very interesting mahalach to explain Rashi. He says that in Yesod there's two types of Yerusha. There's a Yerusha's kulve. That kreivim. A kreive love. This is the din mishpachas kulve that kreivim yarshin. There's children and there's brothers and uncles and there's a yerusha of kulve. He wants to say the yerusha of a ben is a different sug yerusha. He's a korev also, but besides being a korev, he's kom tachas oviv. That means pshat is brokar davue. He is the father. That means, not pshat is that he, als korev, he has a schus benichsei oviv. Kom tachis oviv. He's the memala mokim of the oviv. So he says, the din b'choir, that the halacha is, the reish is oinoi, that he gets pishnayim, that din is because a ben is a kom tachis oviv. So the reish is oinoi of the oviv, he gets pishnayim. But it's a din in Yerusha of Kom Tachas Oviv, this Yerusha. That is Yerusha's, that's where there is a din of Yerusha's Bechir. So that's what Rashi means to say, by a goy ben kebas, so al kochach by a goy is bechlauno Yerusha of Kom Tachas Oviv. If a ben is similar to bas, so both are Yerusha's kulve. That's all what it is. So that's how Rashi is explaining that, so the whole din of Bechayre was only Chal when he became a Yid, and then there's the Yerusha of Kom Tachas Oviv. So then we have, that now is the time to be Magder, who is or is there a Reishis Oinoi. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Estakasha L'Reish Lakish. So we see that they're called children, that they're his children, bladen ben bladen. Amalei b'yoysen oivde kechovim islu chayis. Now that's for sure, that kozman de goyim, there was chayis, that mishachas achro, nizgayru leslu chayis. I don't understand the Gemara. I mean, before Reish Lakish said klo, Reish Lakish said, "Malay kain peiviv yigershin is gaya kekotn shenoyladami." Unless the Gemara said this, Rabbi Yechon did not hear this time. I mean, what's the kasha? He said klo, it's gershin is gaya. So what is the kasha from over here? Sagt die Gemara weiter. Oma Rav, hakel moidem, zay Rav Yechanan, zay Rav Shlokish amoide, be'eved she'en lechayis. That means that if an, two things, that means if an eved was bo'al ha'shifche, they had a child, so out's eved, it's not his child. Period. That's number one. And number two, since it's not his child, so if he'll be, become nishtacher, so according to no one, will he be Mekayim Peveribia with the child that he had als Eved, because it wasn't, it's not Mishyachas Acho. HaKomoyden Be'Eved Shein Lechais, Tuchsiv Shvu Lecham Poyim HaChamoyer, Am HaDoyim HaLechamoyer. That they're like a Chamoyer. Meisvei, Uletziva Chamisha Oso Bonim, Pe'esrim Avodim. It seems that here he had 15 sons, so the Pasuk said Natsiva was an Eved Knani, and he had 15 sons. Vesina called Bonim, Be'ami Yachas Achav. Omar Avache Ba'yakev, Kepar Ben Boker. Par Ben Boker also says Par Ben Boker, but it doesn't mean that the Par is Meyuches to the Boker. It's Par Ben Boker, so that's the same thing, Chamisha also Bonim. So the Gemara says, so if you can say that you should not spoil from the ben, it could be par ben boker, nami, so bladen ben bladen is also the same thing, also a par ben boker. Where do you see that as a din yichus by goyim? So the Gemara says, shani hosim diachsinu bishmayu ubishma da'avu en v'hocha loy mefosh. If it says the name of the children and the father, that's called a din yichus. But doesn't say the name, so it's not called a din yichus. And the Minchas Chinuch brings down a Turi Evim. Turi Evim asks Sakashe. I don't really appreciate the Kashe in the Ganzen, but let's say over the Kashe. The Turi Evim asks such a Kashe. He asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan held, if a person had children when he was a goy, then later he was Megaya himself, it's Megayim Peveribia. Fine. That's Rabbi Yochanan, because Peshaz goy, the one Meyuchas Achor, so later, even though he's Megaya himself and Gershon, his guy called Shadodam, he's Megayim Peveribia. So the Turi Evim declares, what will be such a case? There was a goy that had children. Then later he became an Eved Knani. And then later, the Odin was Meshachem. So, will he be Mekayim Pri Verivia? But those children, he had Alts Goy. He says, why not? He says, the whole din is that an Eved has children Alts Eved. So then, now he's an Amatzav of a Chamer. So now the children we have now are not Meyuchas Achav. But if he had children before, so he won't lose that Yichas. So Lachayri Tain is according to Rabbi Yechon, that he became when he becomes a Yid. So he says, so let's go a step back before he became a Yid. He's an Eved Knani. But he had children when he was a Goy. Are these his children? So Lachayri can say, it's his children. The whole din of Eved Knani is only that the children he has als Eved, are not Meyuchas Achav. That's Amadoy Melech HaMoyer. But if he had a child out of Goy, so yes, the Kashe. So what's the Kashe from Tzive? Tzive had 15 children. Sure, he had 15 children. Could be, who says Tzive was born in Eved Knani? Could be Tzive was a Goy. He had the 15 children when he was a Goy. Later became an Eved Knani. That's the Kashe he asks. I mean, I don't really appreciate the Kashe. I mean, we're saying a Metzias, we have to know if the Metzias was true. I mean, we're making an Akimta. I mean, you have to know, the Pasuk is telling us he had 15 children. You have to know facts when he had the 15 children. The Gemara says that it's that you can be arrived from the Pasuk. But to make an Akimta that they were out Goyim, about upon him, this Kashi brings down from the Turiyem. Piboy Seime Yechsina Baduch Ta'achite Ba'avuin Ba'abad Avuin Yisi Bechlau. That by goyim there's a din yichus, it goes back. You can't say par ben boker. Forget about names, but you see that it goes back to the zayde. Vayishalchem melachasal ben adab ben tavrimen ben chizoyin melach arom ayesh v'damesek. So you see ben adad ben tavrimen ben chizoyin. labor. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bladen ben Bladen, Alma, Boni, Mikra, they're called children. Chayis, Mishach, Samach, Yaviyim. Nizgar, Enlam, Chayis, Merishoinim, Dechkot, Shonel, Adomi, Shulach, Ampoy, Eliezer, Abed, Avroam, Hade, Tziba, Abeknani, Shomifi, Boishis, Hade. Shani, Hoche, the Yersini, Bishmai, Shis, Kishmoy, Shmai, Shalov, Bladen, Ben Bladen, Alma, Boni, Mikra, that's called Boni. Abeloch, Lehuskra, Bishmai, Sam. Let us see Teisvitz. Hakol Moidim be'eved she'ein lechayis. But al kaponim, the children of an eved is ein lechayis. Bim nishtache. So what does that mean? Lechayim pir v'rivi. If the children he had al tzeved, he won't become pir v'rivi because they weren't miyuchis achav al tzeved. Bim toima, odam rinig abichet she'e eved v'chet she'e ben chayrim. Lisa shifchein, lisa shifchein yochol. Mashme. Actually, the Gemara says there's a terrible problem. Achatzi Eved v'chatzi ben Chayrin, he has no one to marry. He's not permitted to marry a Shivre, he's not permitted to marry a Bas Chayrin. So Mamela, Libotu, so then there's a problem. Mash, but what seemed him hoya yochel, he says Shivre, habesagi lebohochi. He could marry a Shivre, no problem whatsoever. But my, boholoi mifta mi piriye beribye bohochi. That means he doesn't become by marrying a shivcha, he's not makayim pir v'rivya. So mainly you're talking about pir v'rivya, and he's not yoytz pir v'rivya because it's not miyuchasach. V'yashloim b'dim hoyach alisa shivcha levekafina l'rabbi l'shachrei kiven d'sheves miyoyach l'kayim. So he's not makayim pir v'rivya. He's makayim sheves. So Shabbos is also something. So wouldn't be Mishachel, the other, we wouldn't be Mekai for the other, Mishachel. Afal Gav, the period of Arabia, Loi Mekai in Bahochi. So now Taisvis asks, for Afal Gav, so I'll upon them, so what does Taisvis say? Taisvis says that there's two things, there's period of Arabia and Shabbos, and the Hanami Piyaviv is not Mekayim, but if he can Mekayim Sheves, so Mamela, that's sufficient. But Afal Gav Delel, Mashme, the Piyaviv is totally be Sheves. The Kama Rove, my time, the Rabnos, no Libi de Beisilu. Le Soyu Bro, Le Sheves, Yitzor, Rove, Le Sheves. So, from the Gemara, it would seem that Sheves and Piyaviv are Mekusha one to the other. That means you're Mekayim Pivi Revivi if there's a Sheves. That's what the Gemara says. If with one child you're Mekayim Sheves, so Memela, so you're Mekayim Pivi Revivi. So it seems that the Kiyim of Pivi Revivi is totally in Sheves. Now, if you're telling me that you're Mekayim Sheves with, if an Eved Knani is Mekayim Sheves with a child, even though same Yuchasacha, the Gemara says it, Mekayim Shabbos, Mekayim Pei V'Rivya. So, Taisu says, Lehavik Kefina L'Rabi Kivin Deyocha L'Kayim Koldu. So, Taisu means the answer as follows. Taisu and Baba Basra is a little more clear than this. The Pshat is that this is not the complete Kiyim of Shabbos either. For Shteitzach Shabbos also you need Miyuchas Achav. But there's a Sheves Kolduhu, there's a minute Sheves. That means, it's not Miyuchas Achav, but Al Kaponim was Nisyashev Ha'olam Al Yodayim. So for a Sheves Kolduhu, it's also, not, if Al Kaponim a Sheves Kolduhu could be Niskayim Al Yodayim, we also wouldn't be Kaifa the Odayim to be Mishachrim.